phone, and so Ashley came in, and we had dinner, and then I went back and watched The Real L Word, and I seemed to be into it.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's all lesbian hijinks. But the lesbians are just as boring as any other reality show. You know what I mean? Which is good, I think, for lesbians, because...
It shows them to be normal.
Yeah.
If they had, like, way over-the-top living, it would make everybody upset.
Yeah. It's really weird because lesbians are just fighting with each other just like anyone else and cheating on each other like everyone else. And then you got the womanizer lesbian. There's this one chick who just like meets up with tons of girls and plays them all. And I was saying, you know, geez, lucky she's a lesbian because she's not that hot. And like if she was a heterosexual, I don't think guys would be looking at her all that much. It's good she's gay.
She'd be alone.
Yeah, because she seems to be the gay prize, this one.
Oh.
Every girl is after her. She's got a bunch of tattoos and nose rings, and every girl is after her. She seems to get tons of pussy.
And then you're jealous of her.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's like, wow, look at her playing this whole thing. But what I wasn't jealous of is that I think heterosexual sex is better than lesbian sex in the sense that at least, like... I get to put my penis into something.
Well, you have a penis. You would want that.
I would be very aggravated just licking a girl over and over and over again because she was even saying when they both get their periods, it's messy, but she didn't care. She has her red wings, which I think means they eat each other out with the period.
Right.
They try not to, but... And I'm just like, well, it's so great when you can just finish. I don't even know... When you're done with lesbians.
Well, that's what I say. What are they doing? When are they done? Who knows what's going on? What's happening there?
Yeah, the problem I have with this Real L Word is not answering a lot of my questions. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like avoiding a lot of things like that I'm curious about. You know, I just don't quite get... You know how when a guy finishes you off, Robin, how much you love it? And she does. It's her favorite. You know?
Well, you know, everybody's finished. We know what we're doing.
Right.
Now we know we're getting to that part. We're going to the finish line.
You know what I mean? Like, if you were with a woman, you'd be licking her. And
where do we go from here?
No.
We don't have any place to go.
Because they talk about fucking, and I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking about.
And
So, yeah, I'm watching that, and I don't know. I ran out of time. I was going to watch the rest of America's Got Talent. I'm
saying stuff. You
what
know?
Is that? I mean, you listen. You've seen plenty of pussies. Are any of them ugly to you?
I think they're all relatively unattractive.
Right. It's the same.
It's not a part of the body.
Listen,
that
genitalia
yeah.
in general.
Yeah,
ain't pretty.
It's erotic.
Right.
But yet not beautiful. It's like a sea slug.
Right.
You see it? It's a god. It's God's creature. It's moving across the earth.
Right.
Do you want to go pet
like
it?
Like a snail.
Do you want to hold it in your lap?
No.
Like a dog? No. Oh. It's disgusting. And yet you look at it in some sort of wonderment. Same thing with the pussy. I look at my own pussy and go, it's not a bad pussy, but I'm not. This isn't something I'm like. Wow.
When you go to an Asian restaurant, you see what like sea urchin and fish. It's like,
exactly.
It looks bad, but tastes good, and that's
thank
the idea.
You. Amen.
Right. You know, I'm watching. We talk about pussy. I'm watching The Real L Word. And
oh, by the way, we watched it the other night.
What do you think?
I was so bored. I thought I was going to Sada.
Yeah.
Joel was cute. Joel and her girlfriend.
We're
getting married.
One of the girls was saying, I don't care if a girl has her period. I'll still eat her out.
Oh, yeah. That one. The one with the Rasta who went up to San Francisco.
Yeah. Is that gross to you?
She's the one who's with Sada.
Yeah, but
right?
Is that gross to you
yes!
that she would sit there and eat a girl with her period? You wouldn't eat a girl with her period?
Honey, no.
No way.
No. Absolutely not. That is disgusting.
You're out on a date. She's the hottest thing on the planet.
No.
You can only see her for that 2 days.
No. Mm-mm.
It ain't happening.
Too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 days too bad.
No one's ever gone down on you when you had your period?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Would you, if someone wanted to eat you while you were menstruating,
mm-mm.
would you allow it?
Mm-mm.
I did it to a girl once. We didn't know she was menstruating. It turned out I came up. I looked like the Joker.
Oh.
It was an accident.
All right.
You looked like
didn't
the
know.
Character on True Blood last night. I was watching True Blood and everybody had blood all over their
right,
faces.
Right.
I don't care if you're a vampire. Get that shit off your face.
You know,
this is stupid.
You were so right. When I was watching the ending, I go, why would they walk around with blood all over? When
did
I
you
eat,
see that?
Imagine I got up from the table and had food all over
yeah,
my face.
You would
I
not
know.
Use a napkin. Yes.
It's like, that show, I have to say, I don't know.
It's gone off the rails.
It's gone.
Sandra's into Angelina Jolie.
My mentor.
Like
this guy put me on the spot.
Sarah's the hottest, though. We think she's so beautiful.
I'm not into... I didn't bring this up in my own free will.
Someone
and volition.
Yeah.
Three top girls that you go down on. First place, I didn't, ugh. You know what I mean? I don't, it's not how I operate.
I understand.
I don't have this sort of like weird, like, oh, this objectified thing about people.
Right.
It's like, you meet somebody, you connect, you love them. I mean, I think Angelina Jolie as, you know, an essence is very sensual. She's pretty.
Beautiful.
And I love her. I can't wait to see Salt.
Mm-hmm. All I know
Angelina
is
Jolie is Salt.
Yeah, I know. Whoa.
Honey. She's Salt and Pepper.
I want to see that.
Pepper.
My wife is obsessed with lesbian shows. I think she's got some lesbian.
Oh, I watched it. We watched it.
So I was wrong. Sarah's looks like the girl that plays the comedian's girlfriend, the girl that's getting into modeling.
Right.
That's who I think Sarah
looks
like.
Yes, so we figured out what you meant.
We did watch it
the other night.
You did.
Sandra was bored.
Oh, I love that
show.
Well,
she's living the real L world.
It's just kind of, I mean,
I didn't like the fake L word. They all talk too much.
That loves lesbians.
Jill and her fiance. That was cute.
Oh, yeah, right.
What?
Beth loves lesbians.
That was the girl saying Jill and her fiance.
Beth loves
the ones who are getting married.
The ones who are getting married. I thought it was cute when they went to Les Habitudes and tried on dresses with the other girl's mother.
Oh, yeah.
She was sweet.
Yeah.
That touched me.
Honey, why do you love lesbian shows so much? I mean, really, what is going on?
I don't know.
Because
it's
different.
That.
It's exotic.
Yeah.
You don't think you're attracted to women at all, huh?
No. But I like watching women attracted to women.
Why do you think it's so fascinating?
I don't know. I don't have
women
an answer.
Who love women who
like
love
it.
Men who love women.
Why
what do you
like
think
vampire
of that, Sandra?
Shows?
Because I'm attracted to vampires.
There you go.
Well, it's so funny. In that movie, The Kids Are All Right, the lesbian movie,
right?
They have gay male porn on while Julianne Moore is going down on what's her name?
Annette Bening.
Of course, it's like a cartoon. The whole thing is so stupid. But I don't know. I think that people just like, you never know. It's just like you want something that's different and weird.
Well,
like,
why is
my
wife obsessed with it? Do you think that she has lesbian tendencies?
No, I don't think
she does.
Do
you pick up any kind of lesbian offer?
No.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
I've never even...
Honey, are you asking me to become a woman?
I'm not.
Irish John, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. Hey, Sandra, I wanted to ask you, after the massage story, are you going to go home and rub one out to Beth? I know I am.
What? Sandra doesn't have to rub one out. She's got a girl. She got a wife.
Well, rub her clit, you know.
Oh, stop. It's ridiculous. Oh,
God. I mean,
you've never masturbated to Beth's image, have you, Sandra?
We're friends.
I know.
Friends don't do that.
Why do people have to pervert everything? I'm sick of it.
This one.
Let's go to...
You're so patient.
let's go to Rick. Rick, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, King. Thanks for taking my call. Sandra, I so respect your intelligence and insight. Lindsay Lohan, when you take a look at her, don't you see there's something deep-seated with her that extends beyond just the party girl or the drugs? And if you were advising Lindsay Lohan, what would you?
Well, first of all, she was a wonderful actress when she was young.
That's right. She has ability.
She's a very talented actress.
Right.
I think she has a lot of inner resources. I think she's been terribly misguided by her parents.
Right.
Once again, perfect example of bad parenting.
Right.
These people put their own agendas ahead of their daughters.
But at some point, doesn't a person have to rise above the bad parenting?
Not when you're 12 years old. I mean, you haven't had a chance.
Robin had bad parenting, but look at her. She's together. She's got her life.
I had my moments of insanity.
Okay.
Let's not overlook that.
Performing or in this gig at 12 years old.
But by the same token, I'm saying I didn't have as big a platform. I didn't have tons of money at my disposal to self-destruct.
Listen, I can't answer this completely.
Sandra can't answer this. It's too complicated.
I would like to think that maybe Lindsay will have a renaissance and be able to, after all of this. I don't know. I mean, she just seems so far gone. Yeah. I really worry about her.
Right. Don't you see a similar parallel between her and Britney Spears? By the way, Lindsay Lohan actually started younger. She started on the soaps when she was like 6 years old.
Well,
and
there you go.
Well, that's Sandra's whole
problem.
Point. That's part of it.
And she had parents that pushed her into it. I mean, you go on these auditions, and if there's a role for a kid, you see these parents, and they're craving.
Right.
I mean, they eat their child alive. It's disgusting.
You're very right. You're hitting the wheel. You're hitting the nail on the head.
Once you've gone down that path, I don't know if there's any turning back. I don't know how much damage has been done to Lindsay Lohan. I'm sorry.
Right. I don't think she's. I don't think we're going to see.
She doesn't have the tools and the capacity to figure it out for herself.
Would you be in a movie with a child actress?
If I was playing the kid's mother, I guess I would. Yeah.
Right. You just feel bad for the kid.
Hey, Sandra, any chance you let Beth watch you and your girlfriend go at it? See how she really
is. Beth's sitting on a session.
Beth is a class act.
Right.
She's our friend.
Honey,
Beth is somebody that we confide in as a friend. No, Beth isn't interested in trash.
Well, actually, Beth is interested in trash because she watches all the lesbian shows. You secretly probably want to watch Sandra and Sarah.
I don't.
You don't want to view them? All right.
I don't, honey.
She was in love with Shane.
I was in love with Shane on the L Word.
Oh, I know. I love that you love Shane. That's so cute. Ugh. She's very sweet as a person.
So who's your new hot girl?
Kate, Catherine Monique.
Yeah. She's Gwen's cousin.
Yeah, Beth feels that she could have been romantic with her.
I don't get that.
I've never said that.
I got that feeling that you were attracted
to. No, I love that. I always say how hot she is, and then Howard put it out there that he wanted to have her on the show so I could see her in person to see
and
how
did
I
she come on?
She rejected.
She rejected.
She rejected.
She was probably too scared. That's the whole thing scared her.
Yeah, but me.
Most straight actors, this is not their bailiwick.
She's a lesbian, though.
Yeah, she's gay.
Yeah.
Hey, Howard, if you
that's strange and
theory.
Shocking news. Yes.
Yes.